Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lloydism Podcast, the podcast for all of your Lloydist needs. This episode, we're going to be talking about where Lloydism came from, when I was divinely inspired to create it, how I went about it, and all the different positions that go on in Lloydism. So let's get started, shall we? Lloydism started where all great stories do, in English class. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in Miss Rami's English class a little more than a year ago when the gods of Lloydism came down and inspired me. Now, the gods of Lloydism are rather unconventional gods, as anyone who listened to the last episode already knows, but they essentially came down and told me that there was this religion that had lain dormant for millions of years, maybe even billions of years, and it was time to make a change. And so the gods wanted me to be the one to make that change. So right then and there, the middle of English class, I stopped what I was doing, dropped everything, and created the Lloydism website. Now, every good Lloydist knows that the Lloydism website is the hub for all Lloydist activity. It's where we post our news, it's where you find all of the rules, it's where you find information about the gods and the other members, and it all started right there in English class. But I had a problem, right? Obviously, you can't start a religion with only one person, so I was going to need some help. And luckily enough for me, our first member was sitting at that very table with me. That member's name is Morpheus. Now, I know what you're thinking. Morpheus, that's the guy from The Matrix, right? Well, you see, Lloydism is a little bit different from other religions because in Lloydism, we don't care who you were before you came. All we care about is your money. So when you join Lloydism, you get to choose your own name, and the name he chose was Morpheus. Now, Morpheus was my second in command, so to speak. On the spot, I created the title of Archbishop of Lloydism specifically for him. And as Archbishop of Lloydism, he was my enforcer. He was the go-to person if anything were to ever happen to me. He was exactly what you expect the second in command to be. And so, once I had gotten Morpheus to handle my affairs, I moved on to improving the website. How do you do that? Well, there are a lot of different things that go into a religion, right? And all of the past texts had been lost, so I had to rewrite them from scratch. The most important page, and the page that I made first, is our members page. Anyone who's been to the Lloydism website knows that the members page is the place to be. Once you get on that page, you know that you've really made it in Lloydism. That means that you're somebody. The Lloydism members page is a who's who of Lloydism, so to speak. Once you've made it on that page, you know that you've really made it somewhere. And so that's the page where everyone wants to be eventually. Obviously, only a select few actually make it onto that page. You know, not everyone can be a true member of Lloydism, but that's what we all aspire to be. Hi, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thank you from our sponsors and parent company, Lloyd Incorporated. Without them, none of this would be possible. So let's give it up for Lloyd Incorporated. After a few months, Lloydism started to stagnate, however, when the gods stopped speaking to me. I had completely lost all of my inspiration. I simply had nothing else to write about Lloydism. And that's when I realized it was time for a major change. I realized Lloydism needed a complete overhaul to become the religious juggernaut that it deserves to be. And so, around this time, I made two really large changes. The first change was something that I'm sure no one was expecting. For the first time since Lloydism's existence, the Archbishop of Lloydism was replaced without dying. And the reason for that is because there was someone else that was better for the job. Morpheus was a great archbishop, but there was a member called the Crimson Comrade, and he had a passion for Lloydism. Every day, he would create our symbol in his mess hall. Every night he would pray to the Lloydist gods. He was a true Lloydist among Lloydists. And the Crimson Comrade was, of course, everything that I hoped he would be. He completely revitalized Lloydism. With his position, he took an iron fist down on the Lloydist people and inspired them to rise up above everything else. The other major change that I made around this time was to take down the Lloydism website. Now, I know what you're thinking, right? What? Take down the website? How could you do that? That's the hub of all of Lloydism. Well, yes, that's kind of the point. You see, because the hub that we had, it was inspired. It was good, but it wasn't great. It wasn't what Lloydism deserved. And I couldn't let it stand. I could not sit another day and watch such a lifeless website represent the greatest religion known to man. And so that's when I decided to put the website on the back burner and replace it with something else instead. Now, that's not to say that the website's gone permanently, but as of right now, these podcasts that I'm recording are the new Lloydist text. They are what you can go to hear the word of the gods. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be upset by this change. This is actually the first time I'm unveiling it to any Lloydist, but I think that it'll revolutionize religion, right? There's no more reading. You don't have to read anything to be the best Lloydist that you can be. And I think that's what we needed to become the best that we could possibly be. So that about wraps it up for this episode of the Lloydist Podcast. If you feel like you learned something or you want to learn more, you can go ahead and check out www.lloydism.webs.com. That's the Lloydism website. And I hope you leave a like and share on your Facebook feed. We're going to ride out to this song, so see you later. これが最後のファン